what people are doing is introducing the idea that scientific uncertainty, in this case about cold weather events in what we call back east, is the same as uncertainty about the whole idea of climate change. And this is unscientific. It's not logical. It is a way, apparently, that the fossil fuel industry has
big
dealt
oils
with,
behind this.
Our politics. And this is not good. Everybody, you don't need a PhD in climate science to understand what's going on. That things that we have overwhelming evidence that climate is changing, that you cannot tie any one event to that, is not the same as doubt about the whole thing.
Bill Nye, the science guy, oh yes, he of the TV renowned, has been all over the place in the last week and a half or so, particularly since these extreme weather events, as like to call them, have been occurring all across the country. And so now, of course, you know, it must be all related to climate change. And if anybody speaks against it, big oil's behind them. Big oil's got to be the reason that they're saying what they're saying. The deniers out there, I say. Of course, all the money behind all the folks like Bill Nye, you're supposed to ignore that. But that's a whole another story. Joining us now, because he had a great back and forth with Bill Nye on the John Stossel Show, I'm going to have that on the C4 page at WBAL.com, is our ClimateDepot.com expert. Here he is on board, Mark Moreno. How you been, Mark?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on today.
The dog sounds great, too. I love the dog in the back. I'm just kidding with you, Mark. But look, I said that warm-up in order to get to Bill Nye, because he has been all over the place, and you would swear that he was a meteorologist or a climatologist or something. He's got a TV show.
He's an undergrad degree in mechanical engineering. He doesn't have a master's. He doesn't have a PhD. But NBC News proudly proclaims him a scientist, is on there, and he's called the science guy. And he wears a bow tie, and sometimes he wears a white lab coat, which anyone knows, if you want to play a doctor, if you want to play a scientist on TV, you wear the white lab coat. You know, reminds me of the old Robert Young commercials. I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Marcus Welby. You remember, you go back to the Marcus Welby days.
Yeah, Marcus Welby, yeah.
But when you look at this, I mean, one of the things that's very serious now to deal with is when he goes on and starts talking about all of the peer-reviewed information, one of the things he leaves out, and you can go to ClimateDepot.com and look at all the information that Mark Moreno has here, is the over 1,300 peer-reviewed papers supporting people who are skeptical about this.
Yeah, in fact, from A to Z, at one point we did a study. I mean, you could go from the Arctic to the Antarctic to sea level rise to polar bears to global temperature, and there's just unbelievable amounts of peer-reviewed studies discrediting the official global warming narrative. Now, what they'll try to claim is no scientists disagree, or that, you know, there's a huge consensus, and they'll come up with figures like 97%. All those figures are, and it includes most skeptics who acknowledge that carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas. But it has no meaning in terms of what that means in terms of driving global temperature,
yep,
in terms of altering weather patterns. In fact, there are literally hundreds of factors that influence climate. They will argue that CO2 is the tail that wags the dog. Skeptics will say it is but one of many factors, and it's been overwhelmed and continues to be overwhelmed by natural variability. And the geologic record shows that we've had ice ages with many times higher CO2, and we've had current temperatures with many times higher CO2.
So, and Mark, what I want to do is also get to the fact that he attempts to dismiss you or anybody that comes up to counter his argument, or anybody else involved with the climate change group, because of where your money comes from. We'll get to that in a moment. But here's you with Bill Nye on the John Stossel Show talking about this whole hockey stick phenomenon.
Now, you may have heard of the hockey stick graph. This is where we compare the temperature of the world over the last 10,000 years with the temperature now. And so we think of that as
oh
the
my
shaft
God, it's gonna
of a
shoot
hockey
up.
Stick. Well, it is shooting up. It's not going to. It is shooting up. And so it's the speed that we're going to have difficulty dealing with.
But temperature hasn't increased in the past 15 years. It isn't shooting up.
It's a problem with that, isn't it, Mark?
Yes. I like to say that no high school kids today alive, 17 years and younger, have ever experienced any global warming in their lifetime. None. Elementary school kids, if you're since about 12 years or younger, you've only experienced a slight global cooling. And that is what they've done because of that is they've now gone and said weird weather is what we're focusing on. They can no longer focus on runaway temperature. So it goes beyond weather even. They have studies out saying global warming is going to cause war. Global warming is going to cause an increase in rape and violent crime. So now instead of looking at temperature to see how the global warming increases, we have to look at rape statistics and muggings and murder rates. This is how sociologically and convoluted their arguments have become as the central focus of the rising temperatures has failed them. And that's why they want it to, as the New York Times does it, global weirding. It's so bizarre. And by the way, he keeps saying these temperatures are unprecedented. Even outside of 15 years, there have been studies in Science, the journal Science, about in 2006, I believe, showing that there was nothing unprecedented about the 20th century. In fact, we know the medieval warm period and the Roman warming period from 900 to 1300 is a medieval, and the Roman warming period about 0 AD were as warmer than today without benefit of SUVs. Their case fails on so many levels. The geological
dispute Bill Nye? Come on, how can you dispute him? But one of the things, Mark, in this that you bring up that was brought up by Bill Nye, and you did an excellent job of going after him, is the amount of money supposedly going towards those folks who would deny climate change. He didn't talk about the billions of dollars going towards the climate change supporters.
Yes. In fact, someone once came up with an analogy. I mean, is this the David versus Goliath? And the David are the poor little skeptics who are scattered around. And like, oh, the evil Koch brothers. The Koch brothers are 59th giving in American politics. The labor unions, which give primarily to Democrats, are number one. So you want to talk about political process. Skeptics are literally a ragtag group of disparate, poorly funded people compared to just about any major global warming scientist. People like Michael Mann, people like Michael Oppenheimer. Michael Oppenheimer is at Princeton University, used to be with the Environmental Defense Fund. He's part of the UN climate process now. He's featured by NBC News. Tom Brokaw's had him in documentaries. He took money from Barbara Streisand. He's a climatologist to the Hollywood stars. He was got an endowment from Barbara Streisand to do global warming studies. He's appeared on Oprah. This is the kind of stuff that's fascinating to watch because they have all the money, the grants, the foundations, the universities.
Well, the media. They have the media support.
And a free, willing, and compliant media. Now, I do give NBC News credit. They had Bill Nye debate Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn yesterday on Meet the Press. Now, Marsha Blackburn did a very good job.
Yes, she did.
She allowed NBC News to put the debate in. She should have never acknowledged that there's any. She should have challenged them on any kind of climate changing storms. I mean, you can go through the peer reviewed process is chock full that we've had no. It's probably a declining trend in big tornadoes since the 1950s, F3 or larger. We're in a hurricane drought, the lowest level. Eight going on 9 years now without a major landfalling hurricane hitting, the longest period since 1900. Droughts, there's actually a declining trend in the United States, notwithstanding what's going on in California. We're actually less drought in the last 60 years, a declining trend. Globally, there's no trend in droughts. Floods, that goes up to 115 years with no trend, according to peer-reviewed journals. So Marsha Blackburn had a lot more weapons at her tool.
Yeah, but what she did do,
yes, two against one.
But what she did do a good job of, Mark, was laying out the fact that if I give you all of what you're suggesting, Bill Nye, your remedy to try to solve this is too costly to try to do this for any citizen.
She did that very well. In fact, the way I term that exact argument is, people say, well, what if you're wrong? They ask skeptics. What if you're wrong? Well, shouldn't we just buy an insurance policy? Okay. Would you buy an insurance policy that cost more than your home and had no payout if your home burned down? No, that would be called insurance fraud or insurance con. And that's what they're selling, be it through EPA regulations. We know President Obama's on record as saying the cap-and-trade bill that failed in 2010 in the United States Senate would have cooled our planet 4 or 5 degrees for our grandchildren. His own EPA director at the time said not only would it not have impacted global temperature, it wouldn't even have impacted global CO2 level. In other words, they're proposing pure symbolism for no climate gain, even if you accept with every ounce of your being Al Gore and the United Nations version of science. It is a con from beginning to end. There is no solution. If we face the crisis, we would be no better off with their solutions. And that's how you know. And then we know, and I'll add to this, and I'll stop my filibuster. The EU climate commissioner, Connie Hedegaard, who actually got to go on a fact-finding mission, she was part of our delegation to Greenland in 2007, She came out in September, October of last year and said, even if we're wrong on the science of global warming, we're doing right by policy.
There you go. It doesn't matter. Science is irrelevant.
It's not about the science. It's plug and play. And the same thing with the global cooling scare. The same thing with the overpopulation scare. Whatever the environmental scare that the left is promoting, they have the same solutions. And what are those solutions? Invariably, it's always more central planning, more central control, more regulations, more international bureaucrats controlling every aspect of our lives. And if you think I'm exaggerating, the Japanese government recently told its citizens to go to bed an hour earlier to lower energy use to help fight global warming.
Coming to a government near you. Let's get to Todd in Timonium. Todd, you're on with Mark Moreno from ClimateDepot.com and me. Go ahead, Todd.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call, C4. A couple of things. I mean, my nephew is in middle school, and I asked him, look, are they covering things in your science classes regarding medieval warm period or the little ice age? Which, because when I was his age, they covered that.
Yeah.
He never heard of it, so I explained it to him. And I said, I don't know why they're hiding this curriculum from you, but I can say this is that even if we take everything at face value about, you know, global warming is bad and all this, the medieval warming period was when things were good. Actually, civilizations expanded, you had more food available, and generally economic prosperity, such as it was back then. It's when things got cold that things got bad. That's when you had mass starvations, enormous outbreaks of disease like bubonic plague. The cold is associated with death. The warmth is associated with prosperity and life and expansion of human civilization.
But you can't sell the type of energy that they want to sell, Todd, with the type of argument. You know, the solar and all that stuff. You can't sell that like that.
Yeah, well, that's the con. Like your guest says, it's a con. And he's so right. In every instance, whatever their issue, the answer always comes back to the same thing. They want some of your money.
Yep.
And they want control over another part of your life.
And the thing is, Todd, thanks for the call about what's going on in schools right now. The other part that you brought up, I think, excellently during the Stossel debate with Bill Nye is the fact that here you have the United States and the country and the UN not wanting other countries to have the same access to energy that we have. So it almost becomes, I'm not saying racist, but almost this power control thing going on from these governments.
Absolutely. Well, a couple of things. First of all, on that last point you just made, it is a racial component because you have white, wealthy Westerners, people like Governor Jerry Brown, who goes to UN summits and says the developing world can't emulate our prosperity. Well, what's the developing world?
Right.
It's 1.6 billion people, primarily of color, Hispanics and blacks in Africa, Africans. And they are being told by white, wealthy Westerners, environmental groups, and by the United Nations that they can't develop and follow our model of economic growth because we did it wrong. We did it with carbon dioxide-based energy. And the problem with that is the Earth can't handle it. So therefore, they have to get solar panels on huts made of dung, not have
stay in the dark half today. Stay in the dark half today, and then appreciate the fact that they're being clean energy. They're using clean energy.
Yeah, I met white, wealthy upper class college kids when I was in South Africa. At this UN summit. I've been there multiple times at these UN summits. They like to hold the UN summits there. And they were traveling around the world, and their message was the American way of lifestyle is, quote, BS. And they were telling the developed world, poverty-stricken people at barely a subsistence level, that they were doing it right. The group Oxfam actually went into places in Africa and told them how to farm with animals instead of mechanized tractors, telling them that this is the way to do it, kind of like preserve your ways because you're doing it earth-friendly. Meanwhile, people suffer from high infant mortality, short life expectancy. In many of these places in Africa particularly, cancer is considered a luxury because people don't live long enough to get it. It's a really perverse thing because the Japanese environmental minister told the United Nations point blank, not the Japanese, but the Indian environmental minister, we will not sign on to a UN global warming treaty that limits our emission and economic growth when 40% of Indians don't have access to running water.
Thank you.
And electricity.
I mean, it becomes almost a locking out of, like you say, third world or developing countries. But how desperate they're getting, though, Mark, when they go to Bill Nye, somebody who isn't a scientist and yet proclaim him to be the science guy / scientist. CBS, you have it right there, ClimateDepot.com. They featured a futurist who promotes paranormal phenomena as a climate expert.
This was just absolutely fascinating, and I was shocked by this. what happened was he came out with all these wacky, discredited, unproven theories about allegedly the excess heat in the atmosphere was creating record cold. This prompted PhD meteorologist Dr. Ryan Mao of a group called the Weather Bell to come out and literally call this guy, I believe he said he was a boil on the state of meteorology. They were mocking and ridiculing him. This is before we found out he was a mind reader and into all this paranormal magic stuff. And so he was, his views were roundly trashed by the scientific community. Then I did some investigating. Who is this guy, Michio Kudu, or however you say it?
Right, right.
And it turns out he is a big paranormal guy, and he believes in telepathy, telekinesis, mind reading. He believes he does all this kind of stuff. His website, he's got like big purple lights, and he looks very it's very New Agey looking.
Hey, Mark, who better for a con than a carny barker, a carnival barker? You know what I mean? Nobody better than for a con. But really, this is the extent to which, though, when you see them trotting these people out, Mark, to where they're going to, in opposition to the growing nature of peer-reviewed papers that you're talking about.
Yeah, and by the way, just so people know, what telepathy is, the transmission of information from one person to another without using any of our known sensory channels or physical interaction. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say it's total nonsense.
I just did it with my producer. I know what you're talking about.
Well, but I'm saying... What I'm saying is there may be another dimension to the world, but my point is this is a guy they're portraying as a scientist,
right,
who's getting into this. This is a Las Vegas act, not a scientist that should be commenting. And his area, it doesn't even study meteorology or anything related to climatology, but he's portrayed at CBS News as the expert. And it's unbelievable. This was not caught by anyone. So we did this whole post on this. And, you know, this is just another egg on CBS News for doing this. Now, NBC News hosted this debate with Bill Nye. I at least give them credit because NBC News was criticized roundly by the global warming activists because they don't want to even see anyone on TV who challenges the narrative. And that leads us into what John Kerry said. He says basically that this is worse than any terrorism, weapons of mass destruction.
Secretary of State.
Which means skeptics may soon be tried for jihad or for terrorism. If this is bigger than war and we're against them, then we're going to be considered terrorists.
Well, I want you to know the C4 show has your back, Mark Marino. Listening to your phone calls, you were in great demand. We're going to post the back and forth you had with Bill Nye. You were excellent as always. Mark Marino, ClimateDepot.com. Thank you, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
Take it easy.